From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Buffalo Bills are on the clock for team improvement here in the 2024 NFL Draft. And let's get started. Obviously, they're a team in transition. Time to build around Josh Allen. Almost seems like they're in the model of the Kansas City Chiefs. They're talking about, and obviously they just shed their most notable wide receiver in Stephon Diggs. And they're talking about how it's more about offensive weapons by committee. Wide receiver and a true dominant guy may not be in the cards for them in terms of what they're selecting in round one or even selecting in round one. Maybe that is the theme to come away from some of their most recent dialogue of team building. But this is a team, certainly, you look at it and you say, hey, they have Mitch Trubisky still, so quarterback two, probably not going to be something prominent in the first 3-4 rounds of the draft. But I would highlight running back here. You look at James Cook. He was someone that was in a firm committee with Latavius Murray, with Damian Harris, and they are both gone and departed. Ty Johnson, a nomadic player, he's had a couple spots here that Dynasty GMs remember. Darrington Evans, a round 3 pick that did not work out many moons ago, also bouncing around the NFL. Running back, and especially a running back with size, seems to be in order for the Buffalo Bills. That doesn't necessarily mean James Cook is not going to be a top 10 to 15 fantasy producer this season. It's just the matter of the fact that they're right in the crosshairs there, 60 overall. I have a hard time thinking they go running back there, but they go all the way back out to the late 4th round if they pass there. So if it is a day 3 running back, we're looking for a guy with some size. How about maybe slipping to their spot in round 4? Audric Estime is a possible option there. Would be a good pairing, a running back of size. Ray Davis, again, is a guy that at least he has a strong BMI at 210 plus pounds. But there are some interesting backs in day 2. Maybe it's a 6th or 7th round selection on someone like Dylan Johnson. But again, some of the top backs there, maybe Braylon Allen falls to day 3 as well. But this is not a supersized draft class like Latavius Murray and what he provided in recent years with Buffalo there. But running back 2 feels like a pretty glaring need. And if they don't find the draft, look at maybe one of those still exposed and out there free agents of the position, because the Bills, again, are one that want probably to keep James Cook fresh, keep him in that receiving centric role, and have someone that can play in short yardage a little more comfortably than the dynamic but smaller sized James Cook. At the wide receiver position, they're ahead of the Chiefs. Those are two teams rumored, and obviously with a lot of connections to strong quarterback play, they're in the late 1st round. Now, the wide receivers you think and project to be off the board, you've got Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Romo Odunze, and probably Brian Thomas when you look at his expected draft position. What that brings into play for Buffalo, because it does seem highly likely round 1 or round 2, them getting a wide receiver. A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Worthy, Ladd McConkey, maybe Keon Coleman, Croy Franklin, Xavier Leggett. That's probably the list of even roundabout round one potentials. And then if they end up waiting until round two, maybe that's Roman Wilson, Ricky Pearsall, maybe Xavier Leggett gets there in the later second round in an absolute squint best case scenario. But you've seen a lot of projections with them going towards A.D. Mitchell there. His expected draft position is right in the later 20s there. But Xavier Worthy, a better overall profile when you look at production and when you look at some of the common traits. A.D. Mitchell is going to be one that, and again, whoever goes to Buffalo, if it's in round one, is going to be one that definitely gets the landing spot boost because of the connection to the quarterback. You've got Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel, both guys that project way better as wide receiver two or three options on a depth chart. You bring in Matt Collins as someone that, can he be 75% of what Gabe Davis was? And I think Buffalo would consider that a win at this point. And then you look at tight end, Dawson Knox being paid well, Dalton Kincaid firmly just 1 year in to his 4 year with a fifth year option round one rookie contract deal. And Dalton Kincaid, he has a lot of characteristics here to being a Travis Kelce-like player when you look at a non-dominant wide receiver one. And one of my projections for 2024, I always look at the team macro view here, is elite quarterback play in Buffalo without a dominant wide receiver one. That's where we're currently headed with this. And surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, they still came out very strong. The number three or number four wide receiver one in terms of top 12 probabilities for that wide receiver one role. Now, that's, you know, the model here, and obviously looking at historical comps and team situations, it doesn't know the names. So it does not know that right now they have Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir, and their odds of being top 12 wide receivers are not overly high. Now they're elevated without Stephon Diggs there, no Gabriel Davis, and we'll see what they do in the first couple of rounds of the NFL draft. But the Bills sky high in terms of their wide receiver one and elite production projection there. They're actually number 10 in the NFL for their wide receiver two slot for a top 36 finish. And what you care about the most is Dalton Kincaid, number four of the tight end position there when you look at the Buffalo Bills, and Dalton Kincaid projecting as a top six probability option in 2024. So good news there for Dalton Kincaid. But this feels like, again, I would be monitoring that. I think the sneaky thing to watch, obviously everyone's looking at wide receiver, but the sneaky position is the running back two spot, because you could walk in and relatively soon, even if you're day three, be an injury away option to James Cook, and heck, have a 35% or 40% market share as the number two back, even with James Cook healthy on a vibrant and viable offense there with Buffalo. The Detroit Lions, and you could say a team that could have gone to the Super Bowl a year ago, not many needs, and they have done well in terms of their team build. Jared Goff was left for dead. They said from the Rams, we'll take him. And then they also drafted Jahmyr Gibbs, an early hit, as well as a contract for David Montgomery. St. Brown, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, and Sam Laporta, early dominant hit at the tight end position, despite slipping to round two last year. So starting at the top, and the quarterback position here, Hendon Hooker was a round three selection, one that had a good profile in a few different aspects in terms of the modeling here. The one big thing, and again, a guy that I liked, he had a 60% passing score coming out in my model, 89% rushing score. He was very old, over 25 years old. That's a big demerit. And then the one other bugaboo, the one other glaring billboard, was the 30% pressure to sack rate, where anything above about 25%, it's highly, highly concerning. You love it below 20%. And he was at 30%, one of the highest in the PFF era of any notable quarterback prospect. I'm not going to say any quarterback prospect, but any notable one in the first few rounds of the draft. And so Hendon Hooker also coming out of the Tennessee program that has not been super conducive to their design. And how does that translate to the NFL? But Hendon Hooker, round three pick. And this is a very critical offseason to see what the Lions think. So far, it is earmarked as Hendon Hooker QB2 for this dynamic offense. But let's see what the Lions do, because this is one where they could go right back to the well. We've seen teams like Tennessee continually draft strong enough pedigree at the position. So this is going to be one with the Lions. They have their three picks in the top 75 here, and obviously some day three selections. And there's some interesting sleepers within the quarterback class that could absolutely challenge Hendon Hooker if he's not on the best of trajectories. The running back position is poised to be one where they do not address. This is one of the lowest landing spot locales that I outlined in my feature article at UTH feature series, looking at landing spot and the rankings and the tiers there. Just because you have David Montgomery, an established mid-career player, still plenty of life to go for him, and brought in on a significant deal. And you've got Jahmyr Gibbs locked and loaded. We saw him with some workhorse games. We also saw him with some receiving centric and maybe lesser side of a committee than we would have liked for our lineups type of games there for the Lions last season as a rookie. And Craig Reynolds is one that they've kept around for quite some time. Again, not that you can't be find the running back three role if you're an incoming rookie. I just do not expect much attention to be paid to this spot outside of maybe a round six, round seven selection, and something where you're really looking forward ahead. The upside is running back three at best. And there are some interesting profiles when you go that deep. Something I was thinking about, obviously, you know, David Montgomery is adept on all three downs, but if it's a round six, round seven, what kind of fits for this offense? You say, what about a Dylan Lobey out of New Hampshire, 206 pounds, a good enough workout, but one of the best receiving profiles of the class, even despite being a small schooler. So he's someone that I think, again, if you say I lose Jahmyr Gibbs, do we want to have a secondary plan in place in that regard? And then Rasheen Ali out of Marshall, he took some time out of the draft process due to an injury. So we did not get a full workout for him. Kamani Vidal is another one, round six, round seven type guy. So those are just some names of quality running back prospects that are interesting late. And if the Lions, again, go with a best player available approach, they view the running back three role as open and available there. And Craig Reynolds is not viewed as their option potentially for the whole year, someone that can be had, can be beat out, then look for the Lions in the late portion of day three to take a shot on one of the names like that.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With seven drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent four-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The wide receiver position and Amon-Ra St. Brown, he cures a lot of problems. When you hit from day three, he is well-deserved for an upcoming contract to break the bank for the Lions. But Jamison Williams, a top half round one NFL pick, and between suspensions, injuries, and just disappearing play, not being an active participant in the offense with any market share of note, he basically got passed by Sam Laporta. So now he's fighting to be the number three option, and you could argue number four option in the passing game if he were behind Jahmyr Gibbs as well. So Jamison Williams, that pedigree has not paid off, unlike Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, recent infusions, and obviously Amon-Ra St. Brown. But Jamison Williams is the one that, as quickly as he gets started here, his rookie contract is just leaking oil at this point, and they really haven't gotten much return from that cheaper contract here at a premium position. So I wonder, is he on the hot seat? Sam Laporta being drafted last year and didn't know he was going to be as productive as he was right out of the gate, but that is another mouth to feed in this offense with a dominant profile. So Jamison Williams falling back, and you look at wide receiver three and beyond. Again, Jamison Williams slated in at wide receiver two right now, but they have Donovan Peoples-Jones, they have Khalif Raymond, Tre'Quan Smith rehab project. Not exactly a who's who, and I could definitely see the Lions being in the mix here for a wide receiver. It's a strong class overall. And this is one where you look at the selections they have. 29 overall, TBD there, but they don't have a lot of needs. Backup quarterback, could we see round three? Could we see something on day three? Tight end two, not really, you know, in terms of they brought back Brock Wright, and Sam LaPorta obviously entrenched for years now. So I think wide receiver is that spot that we look at in round two. Is that someone like Ricky Pearsall? Could that be round two or round three, someone like Devontae Walker, if they're looking to just add more of a downfield threat? That, yes, they have it with Jameson Williams, but when you say Amon-Ra St. Brown has the short game on lock, what do we need in this offense? I actually think it might be a little redundant, but someone like Roman Wilson, someone like Malachi Corley, if you give him space, what can he do? Or Jalen Polk, Jermaine Burton. So these are some of the names that I would think the Lions, if they are going to splash at wide receiver, those are the ones to consider as we go. And again, Jameson Williams should feel threatened. He's already threatened by three guys minimum on his own team for targets, but could feel threatened again with another top 100 pick infused into this strong passing game. Baltimore Ravens, and one of the most exciting offenses when I did my 2024 macro passing game projections, the number one team on the board, elite quarterback, and you pair that with an elite tight end one. How it came out was they actually had good odds, number 10 in terms of their wide receiver one, how that looks for top 12 finish rate, and then also strong for wide receiver two. So this is overall a strong offense, and Mark Andrews, tight end one in terms of the top six probabilities when you look at this type of offense projecting ahead to Y plus one. So exciting stuff for a bounce back for Mark Andrews, essentially the wide receiver one of this offense. So looking at what they need, this is a team that obviously a lot weaker at quarterback and quarterback two. With Lamar Jackson running around, they've had a couple of different quarterbacks over the years, but now it's Josh Johnson. Josh Johnson, Malik Cunningham, this is not the best environment here for QB2. So that is in play here for the Ravens. They have their requisite round one, two, and three selections, but quarterback is probably going to be something they take a look at down the board, round three through day three, just to see if they get a look at somebody. And their DNA right now, all three guys are rushing-centric and mobile that they have from Lamar Jackson on down. Running back two, this is another critical spot. Derrick Henry, over 30 years old. I project him to have a couple of viable years in terms of he still has speed left that 28, 29-year-old running backs would love to have with typical career arc and slowing down. So Derrick Henry, this is a perfect fit for him. I've said it before that, you know, he may not have elite running back one upside anymore just because of the receiving deficiencies of his. And again, this is a perfect spot though. Going to Baltimore, they don't use the running backs in the passing game as much as other teams anyway. So you want a dynamic runner. You want a big play threat. And Derrick Henry is absolutely that. Now the running back two and beyond, you got Justice Hill, a little subsized. He's had durability issues. You got Keaton Mitchell. He had flash moments, but he's coming off of injury as well. So you say running back two, what's their plan? I feel like they need another back. And this is one where, again, how much they press the envelope here might tell us something about, you know, we like Derrick Henry, but maybe we don't project him beyond 2024. And so when you look at later day two into day three, and again, I think just someone maybe with a little bit more size and someone that could be a true injury away option, and that would really dampen the spirits of Keaton Mitchell. Obviously, the injury hurts, but I would say round three or even round four splash would be key here. Is that someone like a Marshawn Lloyd? Heck, Braylon Allen might be someone that gets drafted in round three, round four by Baltimore. Audric Estime, even Ray Davis. You're seeing size guys with some size that could truly be an injury away option. And honestly, if Derrick Henry were out, it can keep someone like Keaton Mitchell in that dynamic. Hey, we're going to give you, you know, 8 to 12 touches, and we want you to be dynamic. We want you to be a baby Devon Achane with your touches in that regard. How about wide receiver? There's pedigree there, but do they still have a need? Now, this is a team that I mentioned, Mark Andrews, the wide receiver one, essentially, from the tight end position. They still have Isaiah Likely for now, probably going to go on to a bigger and better contract and a starting role once he's eligible for free agency. But this is one where Rashad Bateman hasn't really worked out from round one. Zay Flowers got off to a hot start. But again, it was more about volume than it was. He's just unbelievable on a per route basis. So I think that wide receiver, when you look at this, it's thinner than you would like. Nelson Aguilar is one. Odell Beckham is not back with the team. So this is one where you've got Zay Flowers, you've got Rashad Bateman. You hope to get something, squeeze some juice from that rock that is Rashad Bateman. But at this point, it's Mark Andrews. Isaiah Likely is going to play a ton at that tight end two position. They're going to run it with Derrick Henry. But you at least want one more probably viable guy. They brought in Deontay Hardy. Tylan Wallace has turned into a relative nothing. So again, this is one. It's a deep class and same sort of thing. I would not be surprised. Now, this is one where we haven't seen a lot of projection for this. However, I think the Ravens with 30, 62, 93, that they are going to be in the mix, especially at 60. You know, this is one where, you know, can they just get a few big plays out of the wide receiver position, whether it's Zay Flowers after the catch, Rashad Bateman, you know, taking a slant and getting 30 extra yards. But someone like Devontez Walker, I could also see someone like Jermaine Burton, a significant big play threat there. And then maybe it's Javon Baker, someone that I like from the mid rounds as well. So I think getting someone else in the first three rounds is going to be the theme or the watchword here, not necessarily in round one. And again, just finishing out with tight end, even if they're projecting ahead with Isaiah Likely gone in a year or two, I still think that's going to be an unlikely position that they draft anything notable there. I still like Charlie Kohler, who has a good profile coming out. Isaiah Likely just ended up being highly productive and a good profile as well. It's kind of like Tucker Kraft in Green Bay of saying, hey, you can like a guy and maybe the situation doesn't work out all that well with level of competition on the depth chart initially, but it doesn't mean they can't emerge eventually. And that's Charlie Kohler as one of those deep tight end premium names to know just for the future, stockpiling back away. All right, so that'll do it. Looking at Bills, Lions, Ravens, oh my, going towards the NFL draft here in 2024. A look at the skill positions and where they might go. I am Chad Parsons for UTHDynasty.com. As always, never settle, refuse to be average, and keep building those dynasties.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.